face to face, she stays still. Keep on hoping this won't be the last. Couldn't tell if it's true. There's always two sides. If it's on your mind, it's so mine.
Warradu.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM on the answer.
Warradu.
It's all just inside jokes.
Warradu.
That should be one.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for Fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
upset, girl, the night is here to stay. It's a taste that lingers on anyway. 7 days of corners in my mind. Oh, what a sign. Oh, what a sign. One of these days I'm gonna take away this weight I hold, but it feels like home.
Hi guys. Welcome back to Larny Tunes. You are listening to Larny Tunes. I don't know why I said that twice. But today I have a fun little playlist that my mommy told me to do. And so it's going to be some songs from movie soundtracks. And I have a few different movies. And these movies are just some that I've loved the songs from, and I'm obsessed with a few of them, but I will, brain fart. Okay, so the first one I have is from Almost Famous. This is one of the best movies. It's also my most favorite movie, and so I wanted to play for her. And there's a few songs from here that are from, let's see, there's a few Led Zeppelin songs. There's actually a lot of Led Zeppelin songs in this movie. And there's Elton John, Tiny Dancer. And then we have, like, let's see, Lynyrd Skynyrd, David Bowie, and so stuff like that. So I'm going to start off with the Led Zeppelin, and it's going to be That's the Way, and then also Tangerine, and I love Tangerine. I played it on here before, and it's one of my favorite songs from Led Zeppelin. And then after that, I have some songs from 51st Dates, of course, because that's one of my favorite movies ever, and I did a whole playlist with all of this, like, almost the whole soundtrack for that movie, before, and I think I might have redid that and used it in another show, so I might have played it twice. But I have a new song from it that I didn't play last time, which is Somewhere Over the Rainbow by, I don't even want to pronounce his last name, but I don't know. It's a cover by the Hawaiian guy, because this takes place in Hawaii, and I love this cover, and I'm sure all of you will know it. So then after that, I have Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. Of course, it's like the main song it's like the theme of the movie, where she remembers, or Adam Sandler's character thinks that she remembers him because of the memory loss, and it's just a sweet little thing. And then I'll explain what other songs I got after, but we'll start off with Led Zeppelin, That's the Way. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Gabe, this one's for Gabby.
So I decided to move another movie that I wanted to play songs from up because it's also Hawaiian. And Amanda, if you're listening, this one's for you. It's called Hei Mele no Lilo. And then Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch. And I will play those two, and then I'll play the next song that was from 51st Dates, Wouldn't It Be Nice, after.
Mahalo nini a te ani I wahi mai ki Oli ni ka la ni o ka kani o Ka pipi o mai o ke hana me ma we ma pai ho o rua ha ni ke ma mai e na 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 ma ka la ke na ma la ma ku mai ha ke ani ka Ke kua kiwi o mauna ke a Te a mai la I ki la wea Malu malu ma I wa hinde ka
Akaluna
Akaluna o ue ka luna I ka pali ka pu o ta a wea
E a mai
E a mai ke a mi I ki a mai Ua te I ka pu o
Hawaiian roller coaster.
it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live without it. But let's talk about it. But wouldn't it be
okay, up next, I have a very special song, two of them, from a very special movie called Coraline. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's a stop-motion picture movie by, I think, Tim Burton. And these songs are by Bruno Coles and Matilda Pellegrini. I think that those are the people. But the first one's called Exploration. The second one is called Dreaming. And the first one is when she is exploring the house and her dad says, count all the windows and doors. And she writes it down. And this is where she finds the little secret door that the other mother is in. And if you haven't seen this movie, then I highly recommend it because it's my favorite movie. So, and I think I said that about a lot of things, that a lot of things are my favorite, but I think that's good to have a lot of favorite things. And yeah, this one first is they're very like, ooh, like ominous and like fun, but this, I think that the lyrics are like gibberish. Pretty sure I looked it up somewhere one time and it said that they were real lyrics. So, but I hope everyone enjoys it as much as I do. This song is the opening of a movie. Very creepy.
Something
I started the next one a little bit early, but this next one that I have is, I played it before on like both my Halloween shows, but I love this movie and I love the songs, and it's The Phantom of the Opera, Emmy Rossum and Andrew Lloyd Webber. And then the next one is one that I haven't played, and it's called The Music of the Night, and I love that one. It's just so, like, pretty, and, like, there's a chord in there that's just, like, so, like, major, and, like, yeah. So, I hope you guys like it.
ocean. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Its splendor, grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light, and listen. Surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to
darker side, give in to the power.
Picasso with a Pencil by Jeff Zanelli, who is an Emmy Award-winning composer, and he made the soundtrack from The Odd Life of Timothy... What? The Odd Life of Timothy Green. I love this movie. It's the sweetest little movie, and it makes me cry every time. And I just loved the soundtrack from it. One time, I just watched it again, like 2 years ago, and I was like, I need to listen to these songs on the daily. So I would just be walking to class with my headphones on and just listening to this little song. And here is another one by Jeff Zanelli, and it's called Life Goes On. This next one is one of my favorite movies again. It's from Mary Poppins, the original one. And and by Julie Andrews, and it's called Feed the Birds, Tuppence a Bag. And I just love key changes, and I think, or well, the last song I had one, I don't know what this one does, but the orchestra of both songs, it just like makes me melt. Like, I love orchestral songs. So here is that one. And then after that, Stay Awake by Julie Andrews. And it's another part, another song from Mary Poppins.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way. Full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. Birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the same and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are sighing each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple, few, listen, listen, she's calling to you.
This part is coming up soon, my favorite part.
Besides, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
So Stay Awake right now is, I forgot to mention, this song was used in the movie to put the kids to sleep, so try to stay awake challenge, go.
Down upon your bed, while the moon drifts in the sky. Your eyes.
and deep. You're not sleepy as you seem. Stay awake. Don't nod and dream. Stay.
Edelweiss, by